So with respect to the first topic on the impact of COVID on private M&A deals, there's really four areas that we were going to focus on that we think are kind of most relevant. One is the impact on purchase price in deals. The second one is the impact that the virus has had on deal timing and due diligence. The third one is the impact that the virus has had on deal financing. And then lastly, we're going to focus on some specific provisions in standard M&A deals that have been more heavily negotiated and changing as a result of the virus. So on the purchase price side, the stock market volatility and the virus, you know, have definitely created challenges in valuation. Even though, you know, we're focusing on private M&A with respect to this presentation, that the public market valuations, you know, definitely still have an impact on private company. When you're trying to value a private company, whether on the buy side or the sell side, you're looking at multiples and things of that sort based on how public companies trade. So even though we're focusing on private M&A deals, you know, the public market volatility has had a big impact. So as I think most of you know, there's been a lot of volatility in the stock market. You know, we obviously had a huge pullback that really mostly happened in March. And there's been a strong recovery in many sectors, especially in the technology space since then, with, you know, a lot of the NASDAQ indices and stocks being higher than they were. So I think that's good news for the tech space. You know, some of the industries that have been hard hit, such as cruise lines, restaurants, some of the energy space, and airlines, you know, that's a whole different story. But in the tech space, especially in the software arena, there's been strong stock prices, and that's been good for both the capital markets and for M&A transactions. I would say that the volatility in the market has also created uncertainty in valuation. So even though the market has come back, there's still a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of people that think that the market is overvalued at this point, and that if there's any sense that the COVID restart doesn't go well, that there'll be a big market drop during the summer. So that uncertainty, you know, definitely impacts M&A deals. And then also on the valuation side, you know, nearly all private company transactions now have some sort of purchase price adjustments, and most of those include a working capital adjustment. So when you're negotiating that, you know, you're typically, you have a calculation of working capital, which in a simple, definition would be current assets minus current liabilities under GAAP. And then you're picking a target. And then the purchase price from the time you sign the merger agreement until the closing will fluctuate based on how the actual working capital compares to the target. So if you have uncertainty related to the virus or any other uncertainties, that's going to create risk more on the sell side, where if things go poorly, that could result in lower working capital from the start of the deal to the end of the deal, which will result in a lower purchase price, you know, which would be beneficial to the seller, I mean, to the buyer, and obviously a negative for the seller. So before I turn it over to Corey and Tracy to comment, I just want to make a few comments on the M&A market in general. So in the public market transactions, you know, which is not really what we're going to focus on, you know, definitely there's been a slowdown in M&A deals. And again, that's really a function of the volatility that I'd already mentioned. On the private company M&A deals, so either two private companies doing a transaction or a public company buying a private company, you know, we've continued to see, and across the country, there's still been good activity in that market. So it won't be one of the busiest M&A deals, M&A years ever, but, you know, certainly there are transactions that have been happening. And I think in the private M&A arena, there's really two things that are going to drive M&A for the rest of the year. One is that there are going to be private companies that are doing very well and that we're maybe thinking of going public or selling at very high valuations. I think because of all the uncertainties, they may be more likely to try to sell now if they can, and their investors are probably going to feel that way also. And then I think the other factor that goes into it is I think we will see some distressed M&A. There will be a number of companies, you know, venture-backed, that were planning on raising future rounds and trying to grow the company, And I think just because of the uncertainties surrounding the economy and the virus, there are going to be investors who are going to be signaling to their portfolio companies that they won't be supporting them going forward. And I think that's going to lead to some M&A activity on the sell side. So with that, I'll turn it over to Tracy first and ask her if she wants to comment on these purchase price considerations.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. You know, with regards to the current volatility in the stock market, that also is indicative of the volatility in the global economy. And to the extent targets are being looked at for inorganic growth and inorganic revenue growth, then the ability to recognize that growth is going to be impacted by markets declining. And so therefore, it is going to have an impact on purchase price considerations. However, on the flip side, most companies' M&A strategy is long-term. And so therefore, short-term impacts to the market are not going to be the overarching consideration when looking at purchase price. So I do think that buyers are considering the current situation based on the risk that the buyers have to incur, because how the economy ends up playing out ultimately is going to end up impacting the ability of the buyer to recognize those increases in revenue that they were hoping for. But at the same time, understanding that it may just take a longer time for those synergies to arise. With respect to sellers, you know, those who are in a good cash position and can sit out the market for a while may decide that they don't want to have a negative impact to their purchase price and decide to wait it out until the economy gets better, rather than, you know, sell at a price that they feel is not justifiable.